United Nations officials say that more and more UN workers are arriving in Iraq, which means that UN relief operations are now able to expand in the country. UN officials say they are coordinating their humanitarian activities in Iraq with the Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance, headed by retired General Jay Garner, the American official who is overseeing Iraq's post-war reconstruction. According to UN officials, their duty is to fill in gaps and not duplicate efforts. UN spokeswoman Marie Houzay says there was never any question that the UN agencies would play a major role in helping the people of Iraq.
It was never said that the UN should not play a role in the humanitarian sector, and this is very clear from the universal mandate that all the UN agencies have.
The UN Children's Agency is helping to reestablish education services as well as supplies of water and sanitation facilities. Another UN agency, the World Food Program, is distributing food aid now in northern Iraq and is making plans for future disbursements in the south and central areas of the country. World Food Program spokeswoman Christiane Bertium says the United States has been cooperating with her agency's effort in Iraq.
The proof that the humanitarian aspect of the problem is a concern to the United States, our biggest contributor so far to our $1.3 billion appeal, is the United States.
Ms. Bertium says the World Food Program has brought in more than 88,000 tons of food into Iraq, which is enough to feed 6 million people for 1 month. But she says that amount must be increased because to feed all the Iraqis in need would require about 480,000 tons of food aid per month. Finally, World Health Organization officials say they are working with the interim government to get Iraq's health system up and running soon. The officials say WHO teams are surveying hospitals to see what medicines and equipment are needed so that Iraqi health workers can resume treating patients. Dale Gavlek, VOA News, Geneva.